In 1991, the United States sent military forces to the Persian Gulf to help oust Iraqi troops from Kuwait. Now, 12 years later, the United States is preparing for another fight against Iraq. Gulf War veterans are providing insight and guidance to a new generation of troops who may soon face Saddam Hussein's forces. Dan Hubbard was a young Marine when he fought in the U.S.-led war to drive the Iraqi army out of Kuwait. The war was brief, lasting only several days, but the intensity of the fighting during those few days is still fresh in his mind. He says he will never forget the fear he felt when he confronted an Iraqi soldier for the first time.
It's a shock that hits you, but it's gone pretty fast because your internal instincts kicked in with fight or flight.
Today, Dan Hubbard is a 34-year-old captain in the U.S. Army. He commands Bravo Tank Company, 2nd Brigade, 3rd Infantry Division, which is currently deployed in Kuwait. His prematurely gray hair stands out among the 80 men in the company, who are mostly in their early 20s and are facing for the first time the possibility that they may die in battle. Captain Hubbard says he believes it is his job not only to lead his men, but to also pass down his experiences from 12 years ago to better prepare the soldiers for warfare.
The training we've received here is the closest that they would see to actual combat, and trying to use my experiences and helping them replicate as close as we can the confidence that we could do it.
Gulf War veterans in the U.S. military are hardly rare, but because the ground war was fought primarily by the 3rd Infantry Division, the division has a high proportion of veterans. Some of those veterans were prominent during recent live-fire exercises in Kuwait, the largest ever held in the Gulf. For days, scores of tanks and armored vehicles clattered across the desert, fighting mock battles. After one of the training missions, a veteran of both the Vietnam War and the Gulf War gave the troops a detailed performance evaluation. He ended the lecture by talking about what they may soon face across the border in Iraq, just a few dozen kilometers away.
Gentlemen, it's not like Rambo movie. It's not like John Wick. And if you've never been, you'll probably be a little scared. And that's quite okay. If you do all these things, you'll do it.
The veterans, as well as the Pentagon, are especially concerned about the military's ability to deal with wounded troops. To test the Army's medical response capabilities, mock battlefields included vehicles which were designated as having been hit by enemy fire. Casualties had to be treated and evacuated under fire. 24-year-old Army medic Sergeant Jason Schwartz says the exercises have given him a good idea about the horror he may encounter on the battlefield, but he admits he worries about the prospect of having to treat casualties in a real war.
I don't know if one actually can prepare for it. There's no way to imagine, if you haven't been there before, how it's really going to be.
Is it sobering for you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've spent a little over 5 years training as a combat medic, and I can say I'm looking forward to actually getting to use my training.
Captain Hubbard says he knows too well the anxiety his men are feeling right now.
The one thing that you can't replicate in all the training we do is the element of fear. If we do go into combat that we face then, I mean, they'll be scared, and I will be too, because it's one of those things, even though you've done it before, there's still that uncertainty that will always be in the back of your mind.
U.S. troops here see mid-February as the deadline for the start of any war. They say an attack any later than that would be difficult to carry out because soaring desert temperatures would reduce the effectiveness of the men and the equipment. Meanwhile, Captain Hubbard is telling his troops to get in the habit of conserving water, fuel, and food. He knows firsthand how rough and unforgiving it will be for all combatants if and when a real war gets underway. Alicia Ruvio, VOA News, Kuwait.